today on Gateway Unlocked.
Okay, so once you reach all the customers as a merchant and you make it easy to shop because it's just so seamless, the experience of shopping, how do you bring them back in?
Hi, and welcome to Gateway Unlocked, MasterCard Payment Gateway Services podcast, where we connect people from across the globe with payment industry trends, innovation, and ideas that are shaping our industry. I'm your host, Anne Herrera, and today I'm joined by Maria Parpao, Executive Vice President of MasterCard Payment Gateway Services, who's just back from joining us with MPE Berlin, which I think is incredibly exciting because it's the first in-person event for MPE since 2019. And taken from someone who really misses industry events and being in person and being surrounded by colleagues, how did it feel to be back in person at MPE?
First of all, thank you for having me here. Yes, it was an amazing experience because I think a lot of us really felt like, you know, like teenagers that have been told you can go out now and you can come back until it's nighttime. So it was really nice. People kind of connected. It was good to have the opportunity to just have conversations without a specific purpose. I think, you know, a lot of times when you go online because you're timed and you know, you have a specific agenda, you go and a lot of the conversations tend to be sort of to the point, scripted, and the rest of it. The ability to do face-to-face conversations allows you to kind of open up a little bit more, discuss issues, ask people, hey, how have you been? What are some of the other problems that you have? And it's through those sort of secondary conversations, actually, that you start picking up trends and picking up what's on the agendas, what's on people's minds over and above what is on your mind right here, right now. I think that's why it was super nice. I think the other thing that I noticed there was an enthusiasm for face-to-face steaming from a point of view like we've been indoors for such a long time. Please, can we just kind of toast? And it was very nice. I saw some colleagues that I hadn't seen for a long, long time. So it was really lovely.
Yeah, I mean, it gives us the opportunity to connect not on a screen. And in my experience, when I go to events, really the best connections, the best ideas, you know, the panels are wonderful. You yourself were on an amazing panel, Booming E-commerce. But it's also the exchange of ideas, like you said, networking at a bar, you know, in the hall, like really being able to exchange those ideas in person and getting to those more, you know, personal stories. Mm-hmm. So what were some of the key themes that you saw? What was exciting and resonated with you while you were there?
One of the key themes for me is actually how in the e-commerce space, things have now almost exploded in complication or complexity, if you like. And that is a result of the world that we're living, actually, and also how much COVID has contributed to that, because we talked in the past a lot about e-commerce and the explosion of e-commerce. But actually, with COVID, we found ourselves overnight ditching the face-to-face and all of us going online. And that created a proliferation of e-commerce channels. It wasn't just online in terms of I go to a website to buy something, but now we also had social media and I can buy stuff from social media, or I can get a WhatsApp message and then I have a click to pay, you know, I pay through it through a click to pay or through a pay by link. What we saw is the merchants, in my humble opinion, started sort of asking, hey, what's a true omni-channel experience? That was front, right, and center. We heard a lot about this in the there were a lot of merchants who said, hey, actually no payment provider has really, really cracked it. What we call true omni experience, meaning both a number of what I call e-commerce channels out there. You know, as a merchant, you sell to your own e-commerce, you sell to other people's e-commerce platforms like Amazon or eBay, you sell through social media, but you want the same type of experience for your customers, regardless of what channel you're using, because you need to reach as many more consumers as possible. So this was one of the themes. And then I guess once you're able to reach more channel, what is the seamless payment experience for each of these channels? The seamless payment experience came up again and again and again. Yeah, you want to increase conversion rates of your of customers shopping onto merchants, and conversion rate was a really big theme. And what are the things that we can do collectively as an industry to increase conversion rates? So a lot of discussions around click to pay. As you know, we are promoting heavily click to pay, which I think is a great experience for customers because we all love card payments, but none of us like to tip 16 digit card numbers again and again, right? Yeah, so the ability to kind of do that seamlessly is something that, was sort of very much discussed about in there. And then the third piece was, okay, so once you reach all the customers as a merchant and you make it easy to shop, because it's just so seamless, the experience of shopping, how do you bring them back in? Because one of the things that merchants said quite a lot was a repeatable customer is so much more valuable than a one-time customer. So how do I bring him back in? How do I drag him into my shop? Not drag him, but how do I
have loyalty?
Yes. And that was a big theme. So, how can I make it easy for him to shop for and my website again? It's like, for example, things like card on file. How do I create loyalty programs and loyalty programs which are connected to my payment methods? There was a lot of discussion around data and data privacy and data mining as a result. So these were the sort of three major themes that I at least picked up. And the one that, usually comes up in all these conferences, fraud and fraud again, and what happens with fraud, because, the whole technology around fraud has changed now. There's so much more that the fraud management companies can provide through better data mining, through AI, through machine learning. All of these are new type of technology that people are excited to hear and discuss. And fraud, because of a strong the whole PSD2 and the strong customer authentication, it was in the forefront of a lot of people in the P.
Absolutely. I mean, it seems like the panel, Booming E-commerce, which I know you did with one of our partners, Ideal, was, really just ripe with all of that right information and moving from a multi-channel strategy to a really actual holistic omni-channel strategy and not thinking of it as just multiple channels, but thinking of it as an omni-holistic payment strategy, considering the localization, the payment methods, and like you said, fraud, security, which is very top of mind and really relevant this year.
One thing that we discussed during the panels as well is like the new phenomenon of what people call headless e-commerce. It's a new term. You learn new things all the time, which is all about kind of how do you enable companies to again shop on those different e-commerce channels, but have the same fulfillment in the back end. That's why it's called headless. It doesn't matter which head it is, whether it's let's say Instagram or whether it's YouTube where people can shop, the fulfillment in the back and the payment and the fulfillment happen the same. So, and that was quite an interesting new term that you learn every day. That's why you go to these conferences.
Well, it sounds a lot better than what I was expecting as headless. That's for sure. I wasn't going there in regards to headless e-commerce, but it makes sense. It absolutely makes sense. So 2 years, 3 years, I guess, since we've had that in-person event. Who were some new players in the space that either you were surprised to see there, you were happy to see there, that really kind of show the progression and the innovation in the industry?
I mean, the one that the players that stuck to me the most were the new soft POS providers for tap on phone solutions. I think tap on phone has been, the revolution, I think, in the last year. I mean, it's something that has come up and it was a huge discussion around as well. Because of obviously the convenience of it and the fact that everybody has a phone. So imagine you can turn your phone now into an acceptance device. That's something, wow, completely new. I don't need to get all these clunky new devices anymore, but I can just use my phone. And given the kind of industries that started evolving around delivery, it's the perfect solution. And of course, there were a lot of soft POS providers there, which I've never seen there before. So that was the new kids on the block, if you like. And all of them were very interested to work in the broader ecosystem. And so, I thought that was a very interesting one.
Oh, that's exciting. I'd love to hear more about that personally as well. So, okay, last question. We've really been talking about the new, just extremely innovative, extremely fast tech and fast moving payment space. What do you think, you know, if you look at what a merchant is challenged with in the e-com and in the just the payment space, what are some of the challenges? What do you think is next on really how to help the merchants simplify their payment solutions?
So apart from what we already discussed around the fact that you have a splittering of e-commerce channels and, you know, the merchants really need to start coming to grips with, you know, how is he going to sell into these different channels? I think the next thing is if you look at e-commerce merchants, particularly larger e-commerce merchants, for them, vital space is expansion into new markets. That's, you know, in every CEO's agenda of all these companies is like, how do I expand my proposition? How do I sell across a region? And there, of course, they're coming to grips with, you know, maybe the current provider can no longer fulfill their needs. They need to have new partnerships with new suppliers in other areas. This is where we in MPGS now have developed the concept of connectivity as a service. So what we do in MPGS is we enable large merchants to connect with multiple acquirers in multiple regions through one single integration. And I really think this is a sort of a proposition that's on the winning side because we're reducing the complexity for merchants. Today, a merchant, if they want to expand into new markets, they have to source the local acquirers themselves. They have to go potentially to other PSP providers. It creates complexity, which a merchant doesn't need. A merchant needs simplification, but having the choice of access to multiple providers. And I think that type of orchestration we can provide at MPGS. So I'm really kind of look forward to sort of, you know, offer this service to our merchants in the next year or so.
That's exciting. I'm excited to expand also on that idea as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Super. Thank you for being here.